welcome into the KS Arto Kitchen. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. And if you've noticed, John was not here at the Cloverdale Citrus Fair a couple of weeks ago.
No, I missed that. Just amazing event.
Yeah. Because I know you were out of town. I think you told me you were heading to, was it Chino?
I think it was China.
China.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. That's why. Okay. China.
Yeah.
So you were in China. Where else did you go?
And to Vietnam, which is, it's just on fire.
You've been to both those places before.
I have been before. But it's been a while, and especially Vietnam. It was interesting to see how, in so many ways, it's changed, and in many others, hasn't changed at all. I was mostly in Ho Chi Minh City, Saigon, and I think you've seen it. You know, there's that amazing book about the motorbikes of Ho Chi Minh City. And it's one of those kinds of things where you take your life in your hands, because you start walking across an intersection and suddenly 3,000 motorbikes come in there. But I learned a new trick there, which I'd never known before. A local sort of told me. I mean, the whole idea is, once you start walking across the street, don't stop. Don't walk too fast. Don't look at anything. Just kind of look where you're going, and they'll avoid you. You know, they'll do that. But then I learned one other little trick for anybody who's going to Saigon, and that is, when you're walking across the street, you lift one arm up and hold it up, and I guess that gives them a better target, you know, or something. But that helps too.
So the one rule is fear. That's the other guy's problem.
Yeah,
you just walk with purpose.
It's very zen-like, you know, with all that noise and all that stuff.
Did you go outside of Ho Chi Minh City?
Went to the Mekong Delta, where the famous Mekong River, which separates Cambodia and that. So we were down in the Delta part of it, and you know, kind of goofed around there, ate fish, and, you know, saw all of what was going on. It's such a rich agricultural area, and really much different than the big cities and stuff.
So it was a lot more crowded this time than when you were in Vietnam previously.
I don't know that it was more crowded.
It was still crowded.
There's still a lot. But, you know, one of the statistics that's really interesting, 15 years ago, Saigon was 2 million people. It is now 13 million people. So it just shows you how quickly it's grown. And there's just so much business there. You know, a lot of it has left China and has gone to Vietnam, especially manufacturing and things like that. So it's just grown exponentially.
And you were there how many days?
About 6 days.
6 days.
Yeah.
And were you able to access great food within your hotel a few blocks away?
Not so much. I went all over the city kind of looking for it. I had some wonderful guides, which I'll put together and we'll post and make those available to people, you know, if you're going in that direction, to be able to stay. And I have to say that the food everywhere is absolutely extraordinary. And the best of it, of course, not the best, but really the best, is on the street in the most ramshackle, primitive carts and, you know, people cooking on top of wooden boxes and things like that. But some of those are highly revered by people. So I had chef friends who pointed me to one. They said, well, you go there, you go here. And then it's not on the street. You have to go down this little dark alley, and it's tucked in the side there. And it's a woman who does the best banh mi sandwiches in Saigon, and, you know, that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. And so there's a lot of searching that. So you can't always tell by walking by if it's good or not. I have to say that probably the best meal that I had was a vegetarian meal at a really interesting restaurant there. That it was so they did such a wonderful job, and it was just cutting edge. You know, they did things that I would have never imagined before. And much of it based upon, you know, mushrooms to be the carrier of the umami meat flavors.
So this was in a sit-down restaurant.
Yes, it was a sit-down restaurant, but it was pretty
And that
fantastic.
Was in Ho Chi Minh City?
Yes.
Okay, so that'll appear on your to-do list.
Yeah, I promise to put together a little thing.
That'd be great.
Stayed in a wonderful hotel there, a kind of small hotel that was very classy and, you know, filled with the most helpful people in the world. So you never felt like you were on your own.
And
so,
this mythical banh mi sandwich, was it the best banh mi sandwich you've ever had?
Well, it was a different kind of banh mi, because banh mi can be anything. I mean, the classic one is pâté with pickled vegetables and then other kinds of meats, sometimes an egg, you know, on this amazing, amazing French bread that they use there, which is probably the only thing that remains after France having occupied Vietnam for 100 years, is the making of good pastries and especially good French bread. And there, instead of using wheat flour in the bread, they use mostly rice flour. So it gives it a crunch and a lightness that ordinary baguettes don't have. So pretty amazing.
But it was an amazing banh mi sandwich.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Off of a tiny little things being grilled on this grill with great pickled vegetables.
Like a little 2 foot by 2 foot.
Yeah.
Really, that's small.
Yeah, yeah.
And just a give us a quick overview of Hong Kong.
Hong Kong was the treasure, of course, because my son moved there a year ago with his family. And Hong Kong is filled, of course, with amazing, amazing restaurants. He and I went to a couple of Michelin-starred restaurants, you know, that were not the Michelin stars that we so often think of here, because they don't have the same opportunity to have, you know, grand parking and all of that kind of stuff, because the places are so jammed together. But really quite interesting food. And the cooking of that part of the world, we had, you know, the amazing woman on the show, Georgia Friedman, who was telling us about, you know, kind of undiscovered parts of China. Well, Hong Kong has many of those kinds of restaurants too. So it's a vast, you know, kind of canvas of the most amazing foods. And of course, my favorite, which you start the day off with, or at least I started the day off with it every day, were really wonderful dim sum.
It's a breakfast.
Little plates, yeah.
Wonderful.
So just go. And I always ordered way too many, but that's okay.
That's part of the fun.
Yeah.
Well, and we'll continue this conversation next week also, because we'll save the discussion about yakitori for next Saturday.
Oh, yeah, that's an amazing restaurant.
And a possible chat with the most, I think, expansive English version of a yakitori cookbook we have ever seen in our lives.
And it's very detailed if you really want to know about how to do it. Yakitori is just grilled chicken.
I discovered parts of a chicken I never knew existed.
It was
quite remarkable.
Me too. I went there to eat, and it was like, I don't think I've ever had chicken knuckles.
No. We'll take a break at this point, and we have a real treat for those of you that have patiently been waiting for the reopening of one of Sonoma County's great restaurants. It's on the horizon.
Windsor hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
The best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sonoma County.
That's Dr. Walter Tom's staff thanking you, Sonoma County, for voting Dr. Walter Tom, the Press Democrat, best cosmetic surgeon. Why? He listens. He cares. And he and his team are highly skilled in cosmetic procedures.
Thank you to our wonderful patients who voted us, the Press Democrat, best cosmetic surgeon for a third year in a row. We are humbled by your kindness and will continue to strive to achieve the best cosmetic results possible, because patient happiness and their self-confidence is our top priority.
The best. Botox, fillers, lasers, hair transplants, smart lipo, tummy tucks, and breast augmentation. A true professional with skills beyond the ordinary. Cosmetic surgeon Dr. Walter Tom. Contact his office today for a free consultation or visit his website at drwaltertom.com. drwaltertom.com.
We love you, Sonoma County.
This is North Bay Biz Country.
The February issue is out, and this month we take a look at healthy living and prevention. This is Lawrence Amaturo, publisher of North Bay Biz Magazine. We're your one-stop shop for hot trends, topics, and issues impacting Napa, Marin, and Sonoma, all in living color, each and every month. This month's cover story focuses on addictions. Who'd be surprised to learn this is a problem that afflicts those in the business world who often feel they're carrying the weight of the world on their shoulders? You can also read about cannabis as medicine. Does it work? Is it addictive? We've got our opinions. What's yours? So give North Bay Biz a read this month. Find out what's happening now and what to expect in the future. And don't forget to fill out the ballot for our 30th annual Readers Poll. Vote for your favorite business-friendly city, accounting firm, Chardonnay, and more. You can also vote online at northbaybiz.com.
Helping grow your business isn't just something we do, it's all we do.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
Who doesn't like a quickie? At Inform Fitness of Northern California, you will. In just one or two 20-minute weekly sessions, you'll build strength, gain muscle, and improve your energy using their revolutionary science-based method. This month, find your pot of gold and get strong, energized, and healthy at Inform Fitness. Feel the difference 20 minutes can make. Call 385-9860 or go to informfitness.com/Rohnert Park and find your pot of gold today.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. And if you've listened to the show over the past 32 years, you know that we usually don't devote almost an entire show to any restaurant, no matter how famous they are or how many Michelin stars they have.
Unless they pay us a lot
underneath the table. Yeah. But we thought today this story is so profoundly moving and affects so many of us here in Sonoma County that it warrants most of the show devoted to the reopening of a very beloved restaurant called Sweet Tea's Restaurant and Bar. Those of you that dined at this restaurant in the Fountain Grove area since I think it was maybe 2011 or so know that tragically it burned during our October 2017 fires. John and I actually interviewed the opening chef of Sweet Tea's a month after Sweet Tea's opened. We were so jazzed about the restaurant opening and have been devotees and patrons of the restaurant for many years. During that horrendous first week, very graciously, both Anne and Dennis Tussey, the owners of the restaurant, came in and sat in with us, along actually with Terry Stark, if you remember, from Willie's Wine Bar, which also burned, and talked about both of their families' commitment to rebuilding their restaurants, no matter what it took, and they would be back in business as soon as humanly possible. Well, knowing bureaucracies, and the counties and the cities and the multitude of regulations coinciding with the lack of contractors and the backlog of building materials, what seemed to maybe should have taken 6-8 months has taken over a year and a half. But the day has finally arrived, and Sweet Tea's has risen from the ashes. And with his busy last-minute schedule of opening the restaurant on March 7th, Dennis Tussey has joined John and me in the KSRO kitchen today. So thank you, Dennis.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's wonderful to have you here. And I know every minute of this past year and a half has been devoted to trying to negotiate the multitude regulations of rebuilding, the unexpected delays that have happened. Asking yourself, as I'm sure you did, is this all worth it? I mean, is it time to throw in the towel, or are we ignoring a message from above that's saying it's time to call it quits? Did you and Ann ever reach that point?
No, we never did. From the very beginning, we knew we wanted to reopen. We were committed to our guests and our employees, and it never entered our mind that we would not reopen. And even during some really tough times and trying to coordinate financing and and providing information to people that need to approve certain processes. We never wavered in terms of
We were talking before we went on the air. Was it can the city county make it easier for things to happen? I mean, were you burdened by regulations and things that you had to do, or was it just the course of the business?
Well, as you know, we ended up having to relocate to Windsor to find a place that was. One of the requirements that was that we had a. We could rebuild a place, but it had to be sort of like we had before, size, occupancy, and all that. And so we ended up in Windsor, and I have to say the city of Windsor has been absolutely so supportive of us. And the county activities, everybody that we've dealt with, we're very fortunate because we never really had any delays or anything because of governmental activities.
Well, that's good to hear.
No, it's been, we were very, very happy with it.
So the governmental delays were really not the thing that caused this to take a year and a half.
No.
Let's look on the other side, the insurance.
Well, we have Farmers Insurance, and I want to shout out to them. They were great. We learned a lot. I mean, they had to learn, we had to learn. I don't think that they had that much experience going through. I know they've done a lot. They always say that they've done, we've been there, we've done that. Mm-hmm. But I think that they learned a lot from what we were going through, and we learned a lot about how, it's like there's a lot of information that they need to have, and you just got to sit down and do it. And so, and it was that, and we had to get a loan with the SBA. And so dealing with the SBA was, again, very helpful, people wanting to try, but it's like you just.
But it must have taken longer than you had anticipated.
Well, yes, it did. And it was more of a timing thing. And so, that was kind of the thing that, that for us was we had to get information to them. They had to process it. We had to get, to get funding and things like that. And we had to start and stop a couple times with the SBA. But anyway, I mean, I don't have anything but praise for those folks. They had a lot on their plate during that dealing with us and then the fires up north.
You were the other kind of heartwarming thing that you were talking again before the show are the number of employees who are back with you, the previous employees who are back with you.
Yes. Then we have
how many?
We have about 50% of our kitchen staff back and about 30% of our front of the house staff.
Wow, that's remarkable.
So, yeah, we're really, and it was, we tried to have as many of those folks available to meet and talk with our guests that came back last night. And it was really gratifying to see how many people, how they enjoyed themselves and the guests and joined reconnecting.
The official opening is March 7th?
March 7th, yes.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
Well, did you feel in hindsight that you were maybe not realistic about how quickly you could reopen? Because we started our conversation in February of 2018 that you were pretty sure that by the summer you were going to be up and running. It looked fantastic. Right. And we've probably had 30 or 40 email conversations in the past year. Mm-hmm. And it just seemed like there were some unexpected delays along the way.
Exactly. Well, first of all, we were really naive about how long it was going to take. let me just say that. It took us longer to negotiate the lease on the restaurant than we expected. And when we started Sweet Teas in 2011, we really thought that we started that activity like in July and we opened in November. And so we had this idea that somehow we could make this happen. But we really had a very extensive demolition and rebuilding project for the restaurant.
Because this was a Denny's.
Yeah, it was before. A Denny's. And it was way out of date. And the kitchen, not so much work. It did require a fair amount of work, but the front end of the house, the dining room and the bar and all that really required a substantial amount. And we had a design that I think people are going to find it very unique, and I really think it's beautiful myself, but
I was there, and it's very warm and inviting.
Is it similar to the old restaurant, the design?
It's not really. I think it has kind of the same feel.
It does.
But it doesn't look the same. Mm-hmm. It's totally different inside. It's more of a modern look, but it's warm. I mean, our designers was a team called Wilson Ishihara, and they just came up with a design that took us probably four or five months to just say, we'll just trust you, just do this. Mm. Because we would start focusing on minutia and not see the whole picture. And eventually we figured out they actually did know what they were doing, and they did it. And I mean, I think they did a magnificent job.
So one of the things that I see, because I have a copy in front of me, that didn't change is the menu. It's pretty much the same, isn't
well,
it?
During the course of the last year and 4 months, we've had former guests that just keep saying, don't change this, keep that, keep the menu the same. And so we felt like in going through the menu that the things there are certain things that are core to us, you know, the barbecue, the fried chicken, and some of the southern dishes like shrimp and grits and things like that. So we have, Ann and I took a little tour through the South back in, I think it was May, and we're able to pick up a few ideas. And we're going to add a few things here and there to the menu. Our Italian's pizza oven burned up in the fire, and so we replaced that with a wood-fired grill, which is kind of a centerpiece in the design of the restaurant. And we'll expand things that we would put on the grill: some steaks, chops, fish, and other things. Like last night, we did eggplant on the grill.
Yeah.
That was pretty popular.
What did you do to recreate the recipes? Did you have all the recipes in a hard drive or something? How do you just go and start teaching everyone, okay, here's the mac and cheese, what do you do?
Well, we didn't have them all, and they were in the restaurant.
All the recipes were in the restaurant.
For the most part. So we had our business continuation insurance, and we had a number of the back of the house staff that we retained, and they would come to the house with Ann and sit down around the table, and they would. We just rewrote the recipes because most of them knew what the recipes were by heart, and so because they'd made them so many times, and so that's the way we rebuilt the recipes. And then they started working them, and when we had a chance to get the kitchen going, and they've been really coming to shape nicely.
So it's too soon to know, but at the old Sweet Teas, what were the most popular items?
Fried chicken, mm-hmm. by far, is mm-hmm. the most popular item. And then I would say the ribs and the brisket and the pork combinations mm-hmm. and things were the next ones in line.
What about the tri-tip?
The tri-tip is, we added that, you know, just a few years ago.
Yeah.
And that became very popular as well. And then we were, you know, we've always done prime rib on Friday nights, mm-hmm. and then we would end up with doing like sandwiches the next day if we had any left over, although it wasn't very, we didn't have any left over very often, so.
And you know what? I was so glad that you didn't drop from the menu, because I always think there's just not enough people that order this, and that is the chicken livers.
Yeah, no, the people who like chicken livers are very
vocal
about it. Yes,
old.
Very vocal about it. And no, chicken livers are staying on the menu for
okay.
sure. And then the other thing was the nachos.
Oh yeah,
everybody loves the nachos.
And don't drop the hush puppies.
Oh no, they'll be around too. But we're adding cornbread to the menu.
Thank you. I have to tell you, when I saw the menu and I didn't see cornbread, I thought, well, you know, it seems those selfish for me to bring this up, but you did.
Yeah, and no, we're adding cornbread to it eventually. So.
And catfish.
Well, that's always been one of
I know.
Yeah, and we're still going to be doing that. Yeah.
You know, my sister-in-law comes up from San Francisco to visit for one reason. I mean, she likes to see us, to get your catfish. It's
really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because aren't you the only restaurant in Sonoma County that serves catfish? I'm not sure.
Not many do.
Yeah. I don't know, but I would guess there aren't a lot of people that do it. Yeah.
Thank you. It's America's fish.
And it is. And it's delicious. It really is.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back. If you're just joining us, you've picked a great Good Food Hour to listen to because we have the privilege of having Dennis Tussey in the KS Arto kitchen with us live today. He is reopening Sweet Tea's restaurant and bar with his wife, Ann, and all the staff that they've been able to retain following the tragic fire that destroyed their restaurant here in Sonoma County in Santa Rosa in October 9th, remember, 2017. Well, March 7th, they are reopening in Windsor, and it looks like the identical menu. And I know there's been already an outpouring of support and love that is rare for people to find in the restaurant world, this type of outpouring of just not only respect, but of passion and love for these restaurateurs. So I know they're going to do great. We're going to be looking, when we come back from the break, at a video that one of the family members did, which is just beautiful, that chronicles the beginnings of Sweet Tea's and where they are today. Steve Garner and Chef John Ash in the KS Arto kitchen. We could squeeze in probably a couple calls if you are a passionate Sweet Tea's lover and are thrilled about them opening or have a favorite dish on the menu. Give us a call and we'll put you on the air to wish George Tussey well on Sweet Tea's. 636-1350, or if you want to shoot us an email, congratulations, we'll pass that on also.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Did you know that flushing and servicing your water heater will increase the performance, efficiency, and life expectancy of your hot water system? Now through March 31st, Ungro & Sons is offering a water heater flush, service, and safety inspection regularly priced at $224 or just $59.
Hello friends, this is Ernie Ongro. Along with my brother Paul and cousins Dean and Mitch, we own and operate Ongro & Sons Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We're a family business opened in 1932 by our grandfather. It's always been a big part of our lives. Just like our parents before us, we grew up around the shop, getting our hands dirty, learning the value of hard work, and giving our customers the very best. Whether you need maintenance, a repair, or want to update your system, remember, Ongro & Sons, we're always here for you.
To schedule a $59 water heater flush, service, and safety inspection, visit ongrowandsons.com or call 579-3511. Ongro & Sons Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, a modern company since 1932.
Hey, it's George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. That's right, my team and I have partnered with Cross Country Mortgage to deliver fast closings, great interest rates, and the largest selection of loan programs available. Did you know that nearly half of all Sonoma County real estate purchases are made with all cash? That's tough for the other half to compete with, but not for our clients. With Cross Country's fast track pre-approval, our buyers can close in as little as 10 days and with no loan contingency. In some cases, we can even waive an appraisal. Worried about rising interest rates? That's okay, because Cross Country's unique lock and shop program lets our pre-approved buyers lock in today's rate while they search for their perfect home. If you're ready to buy or refinance, visit georgeadair.com or call me at 583-8100. Again, go to georgeadair.com or call 583-8100 to begin a great lending experience.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and George Adair, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Michael O'Shea here, manager of KSRO. When Malm Fireplace Center joined us as a Warrior sponsor, I went in to meet Ken and Shelley, owners. I walked into a warm and inviting showroom with all the latest technology and efficient and beautiful ways to warm your home. Yep, I walked out with a new fireplace insert, which is operated with a touch of a handy remote and has become an immediate, beautiful addition to my home. Malm Fireplace Center, for 60 years serving up warm and beautiful. 368 Yolanda, Santa Rosa, and Malm, M-A-L-M, fireplacecenter.com.
Adventure seekers, whether your next thrills come on the water, on the road, or cross country, come see your options at the 4th Annual Boat RV and Sports Show. March 29th through 31st at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Admission on Friday is free with a chance to win a $500 gift card. Saturday and Sunday, admission is $5, and kids 15 and under get in free. Tickets available at the door.
Sponsored in part by Hillside Power Sports and Marine and Reed's Trailer Sales. NorthBayBoatRV.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
More on and off showers today, high 58, 56 along the coast. More overnight, low 48, 49 on the shores. Showers again for Sunday at 58, 54 in Bodega Bay. Should be dry relatively for Monday, mostly cloudy at 59. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. And Dennis Tussey is joining us today from Sweet Teas, which is reopening on the 7th of March in your new home in Windsor. And that's in the, is it the Lakewood Shopping Center?
Is it
that?
Is in the Lakewood Shopping Center, just down from Safeway.
And you'll be open for lunch and dinner, am I correct about that?
Yes, 11:30 to 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, till 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday.
Cindy, good morning. Welcome to the Good Food Hour. Hi.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Really missed our local restaurant, our favorite restaurant, our go-to here on Parker Hill Road. But we are looking so much forward to being a patron at the new location.
Well, thank you for the call. I know this means a lot to for Dennis.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I love chicken livers,
too. All right. Another vote for chicken
livers.
There
we go. Mm.
Thank you. Thanks for your
all
call,
right, congratulations.
Cindy.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Nice to hear from you. 636-1350. We'll take as many calls as we can for Dennis Tussey, the reopening of Sweet Teas. It's a really important landmark, a touchstone here in Sonoma County's rebuilding efforts. Now, we're going to watch a video. Tell us about the video, how this came about.
Well, my daughter is kind of in the film business, and so she's been taking photographs and films for a long, long time.
We're going to start this video. She sent this to us, and would you just describe?
So she's been accumulating pictures along the way and videos that we've taken.
And this was showing over the bar at the restaurant.
This is the picture of the bar. Well, that's the kitchen in the old place, the location there. That was just one of our events that we had. This is the just the funny guys in the restaurant.
Oh, there's the pit master.
There is George. Yeah. That's Megan. That's my daughter.
Oh, okay.
So she's and that was a picture at the host stand in the old
Sweet Teas.
In the old Sweet Teas, and that's a picture of the bar there.
Oh, I remember that.
So photographed pretty well.
I spent a lot of time there.
Yeah.
Oh, and what's
and
this?
That's a look at the parking lot in the front.
In the old Sweet Teas.
And George gets his picture taken a lot. He likes the limelight.
And there's the table setting.
Yeah.
Oh, and here's some people dancing in the kitchen.
These are folks that are back from the old.
Oh, that's great.
From the old
The
place.
Old kitchen staff are back. Well, they're celebrating.
Yeah.
Boogieing down, laughing. Yeah. Who's this?
That's kitchen staff as well. That's one of our line cooks. There's George doing his impromptu cooking outside. And that was the smoker, the new smoker that we got about a month and a half before the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And
So when you smoke things, like brisket, for example, how long is it in the smoker?
It's usually in the smoker 15 to 16 hours.
It's a long time. Yeah.
And here's more of the kitchen crew.
Yeah, that's my wife, Ann, on the left.
And who's that?
And that's our nephew.
Oh.
He was with us for a while.
And is that George playing
that's
the ukulele?
That's George playing the ukulele.
Oh, okay.
Ukulele, I should say.
Back in the kitchen
just
again.
Some of our staff that was there, yeah.
So how did George become a pit master?
Well, he we had this abrupt departure of our previous pitmaster, and George had been he helped us rebuild or open up the restaurant. He was the electrician that was in charge. He's an electrician by trade, and he would just turn up and he'd be puttering around the kitchen and he'd help out here and there. And so when this happened, this event, he jumped right in and helped us get all the figure out what the recipes were, and for the rubs, because the rubs went away with the person that left. And so we he figured it all out, and him and Ann got the smoker and all the I think we made ribs the same day that the person left. And it took us a little while to get things kind of fine-tuned, but finally he got it all going, and he just kept going. He's always been around, and he kind of helps run the kitchen, and it's been he's an amazing guy, very talented.
We're going to be placing the Southern Pride Smoker photograph on our KSRO website at about 12:05 today when the show goes up for people to listen to, if you don't mind.
No,
that's the pride and joy, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's been
it's such a process. So, can I ask, do you sell apart from the restaurant ribs and things like that? Can people order those separately to take home?
Yes, we do take out or to go. We do a limited amount of catering, but we're not in the catering business at least at this point in our careers. We'll do deliver. We'll do food to deliver. We'll even set up and serve it, but we don't do the table thing.
Yeah,
we don't
do
table service and things like that.
And where did you grow up?
It's a Southern restaurant, and I tell everybody else that I'm from Southern California, but my wife is the Southerner.
Oh.
I met her in Georgia. I spent 4 years in Georgia in the mortgage business, and that's where I fell in love with Southern food and her.
where is she from?
She was born in Virginia and raised in Arkansas, and then I met her in Georgia.
So she has a legit barbecue
background. She knows her Southern food,
We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we're noshing on some ribs this morning. But also, I was able to procure a little bit of key lime pie, Dennis didn't know this, but I have a little bit of key lime pie, which we'll taste a little bit, and that butter cake. It just melts in your mouth.
That's new. That's a new addition.
Yes, and I'll be a frequent visitor to that butter cake. We'll be right back. Dennis Tussey from Sweet Teas is with us this morning. And yes, it has risen again. It will be reopening officially in Windsor. It's a new home in the Lakewood Shopping Center on March 7th.
Traffic on the fives. Weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's fun to shop healthy. Your food is fresh and provided by local farmers and ranchers. These farmers offer the freshest local produce and select beef, pork, lamb, seafood, and freshly made sausages. A variety of cheese, eggs, and dairy, all at the market. In March, the farmers bring fresh salad mix. Enjoy the Bee Generation's fresh produce and handmade pasta made from her produce. Shop the market's creative local artisans and sample fresh-made pastries and bread that are still warm. Select one of Dominique's beautiful cherry pies. Enjoy breakfast or lunch from our variety of prepared foods. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, winner of the Bohemian's Best of Award, is open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
If you're like most people in Sonoma County, you love the outdoors. Do you ever imagine bringing the outdoors indoors? Philip, a designer at Sonoma County Sunrooms, SoCo Sun, shares the benefits of adding a wellness room to your home.
At SoCo Sun, we provide a unique indoor-outdoor home addition through our amazing four-season sunrooms.
We call them wellness rooms. Thinking of adding space to your home? Improved technology in our glass will elevate your life to allow year-round living. We've wowed thousands of happy customers by building these stellar additions. They use the room for yoga, exercise, soaking in the tub, crafting, or hosting. However you decide to use your wellness room, allowing a more natural light improves your performance, reduces pain, and it's nature's antidepressant. Room additions will also add value to your property's net worth.
Sonoma County Sunrooms is offering up to 25% off and $1,500 factory rebates for a limited time. Visit the showroom on Santa Rosa Avenue, just north of Todd Road. SoCo Sun Design. Installations, remodel.
Did you know the largest RV dealer in the North Bay is now celebrating 28 years in business, and they're right here in Petaluma? Reed's Trailer Sales on Old Redwood Highway in Petaluma has over 200 travel trailers, fifth wheels, and truck campers. Now's the time to make the best deals of the season, and Reed's will match any show deal on comparable models. Also, Reed's Trailer Sales is looking to consign your late model motorhome, travel trailer, or fifth wheel. Let our experts sell it for you. Reed's will get you top dollar and save you all the time and hassle, or they can pay you cash on the spot. The largest RV dealer with over 28 years in business is right in your own backyard. Reed's Trailer Sales in Petaluma. Call 792-9100 or on the web at reedsrv.com.
Reed's, Reed's, you should buy your trailer at Reed's. A fifth-wheel travel trailer or utility. You should buy your trailer at Reed's.
Reed's Trailer Sales.
Now accepting consignment.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Dennis Tussey from Sweet Teas is joining Chef John Ash and me live in the KSRO kitchen this morning. We are tasting some ribs and talking about the reappearance, the resurgence, the rebirth of Sweet Teas restaurant and bar from Santa Rosa to Windsor after, of course, the fire took the restaurant in October 2017. Thank you for bringing in these beautiful ribs. And we've moved on to dessert, and I want first impression from our producer, Mike DeWald, as I passed him a slice of the key lime pie. Let's see what Mike thinks about this. He's nodding his head.
Delicious. That is great pie.
It's very, very creamy, but it has that wonderful hit of real lime that you look for, and a very tender flame pepper crust.
So, can I ask you a technical question about that? Do you get key limes to do this? Because their key limes are it's a whole different animal compared to the Persian limes that so many of us are familiar with.
We get key lime, but it's already been juiced.
The key lime juice though.
Yeah.
All right. So, would you order that, Mike, at the restaurant?
Oh, definitely. You can taste it. The key lime sort of separates out from the rest of it. You can really taste it in there. It's really, really good.
It's really marvelous dessert. And also, you're doing a new addition on the dessert plate, which is in front of us, which I'm a big fan of. And since your wife is from the South, there has to be a home-baked cake on that menu.
Of course. So one of the things that we are probably not going to be carrying is the cakes that we had before. And so we are doing they've come up with a bundt cake that they want to do that's going to be added to the list.
It's a wonderful butter pound cake. And I grew up, my mom and grandma made pound cake, and I make pound cake, and it's just hard to beat.
So you know what's so interesting about your menu? It really is nostalgic in a sense for especially those who grew up in the South or anywhere close to the South and all of that. And as you look around the country, do you see more and more of this kind of return to what I guess I would call nostalgia food or not?
No, I think so. It's kind of there's you see people that are really experimenting with new foods and recipes and things, but there's always this wanting to kind of go back to your roots kind of thing. And I think our comfort food is kind of one of those things that appeals to people who you know, maybe have relocated from the South or who have connections to the South, and or just who just enjoy Southern food like me. I think it's just, it does have this kind of neighborly, hometown kind of feel to the food, and I think that's one of the attractions that.
Well, I and certainly your restaurant was a good example of that. It was, it's always predictable, you know, and I mean that in a good way.
Yeah,
you know, it, you kind of know what you're getting into. You don't, you don't have to figure out culinary terms that you've never heard of before and things like that.
Yeah. And you can easily make a delicious meal on just the sides. If you're not into eating pork and brisket or chicken, the garlic mashed potatoes, the braised greens, the coleslaw, the cream corn, the mac and cheese, the fries, the fried okra, black-eyed peas, the okra corn cherry tomato sauté, the potato salad, the grits, the sweet potato fries. I mean, there's a meal unto itself, too.
Yeah. And we're actually working on some things that that will appeal to vegetarians and so we're trying to, and maybe vegans, in terms of some kind of entree type dishes that will that they will enjoy as well.
Okay,
so we'd, you'd like everybody to have something that, you know, be able to come in and enjoy something that the
So, okay, here's the question. What about gluten-free, keto, all of that kind of stuff? Do you even think about that?
We do think about it, and we actually have a number of gluten-free items in the in the menu, but I don't know that we're going, you know, we're kind of, you know, when I was in the technical part of the mortgage business, we always like to be fast followers and not just bleeding edge. So we'll just see what people, I mean, the main thing for us is we want people who walk in the door to have a wonderful dining experience. And so they tell us what they want over time. And sometimes we can add it, and sometimes it takes longer for us to get around to it.
And you also are famous for your cocktails. I must mention
Thank you.
Too.
Yeah, the bar has been very active. We have a beautiful bar people will enjoy, I think. And we've added some, you know, we're catching up to the cocktail, you know, craft cocktail craze. And so Tim, our bar manager, has really been working hard on getting some cocktails together, I think, that are very unique and people will enjoy.
And I just have one request that maybe you could put on special on occasion, and that is beef ribs.
Beef ribs, okay.
Please, please consider
we've had that.
We've
had that request, and we've tried doing that a few times in the past, and so we may give that a go again.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Just tell them Steve will be there.
Okay.
You'll sell at least one if I'm there. Okay, we'll be right back with some closing comments from Dennis Tussey, the reopening of Sweet Teas. Put it on your calendar. I don't really be able to get a reservation. People are already making reservations, aren't they, for the opening?
The reservation line is not open until the 5th of March.
Oh.
And we've been using the system to manage these other activities. And so they can go to the website on March 5th and start making reservations. I will say, if you call the Sweet Teas number, then they'll probably take a reservation for you.
Okay. And do you make reservations for lunch, too? You can do that, too?
Yes.
Okay, lunch and dinner. And that's March 7th at their opening.
Right.
You've had some ribs. Mike, you got some ribs also, didn't you?
I did try the ribs. Very, very good.
Now, where's the sauce, Dennis?
Well, see, I was a little running a little late today, and I forgot the sauce. But see, it doesn't occur to me because I like dry rib, dry rub meats, and so it didn't occur to me.
If they're good ribs, you don't need sauce.
Okay, so the question is, what kind of sauce do you typically serve?
We have a barbecue sauce that we.
It's a Memphis style. Kansas City style,
maybe Texas style.
Texas style.
So is that sweetened a little bit?
A little bit,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now you don't offer a mustard sauce.
We have a Carolina sauce that we use mainly with our pork, but you could use it on anything you wanted to.
Okay, so it's more of a kind of a vinegary or mustardy.
Right.
Okay,
exactly.
Good. We'll be back with some closing comments right after this. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour with Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Tom Sullivan. I'm here with you early afternoons. And big congratulations to Pat Kerrigan and KSRO on winning two Marconi Awards.
Hi, it's Jeff Davis for Smothers European Volvo Cars and Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa. Needless to say, I appreciate this company of car dealers because, well, they've been a consistent sponsor of my radio show, On the Wine Road, for quite a while now. But please believe my sincerity when I say, if I had to buy a car, these two side-by-side dealerships would be on the top of my list. The people are easygoing, there's no pressure, the showrooms are modern and sleek, and it's always a pleasure to be on their lots. Between the two dealerships, Smothers European Volvo Cars and Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa, you have some of the finest automobiles in the world to choose from. The next time you're tooling around looking for a new vehicle, be sure to put them on your list. Smothers is a go-local dealership and family-owned since 1982. They're on the Corby Auto Row, SmothersEuropeanVolvoCars.com, and MBOfSantaRosa.com. Tell them I sent you and you'll get a free cup of coffee.
Hey, it's George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. That's right, my team and I have partnered with Cross Country Mortgage to deliver fast closings, great interest rates, and the largest selection of loan programs available. Did you know that nearly half of all Sonoma County real estate purchases are made with all cash? That's tough for the other half to compete with, but not for our clients. With Cross Country's Fast Track pre-approval, our buyers can close in as little as 10 days and with no loan contingency. In some cases, we can even waive an appraisal. Worried about rising interest rates? That's okay, because Cross Country's unique lock-and-shop program lets our pre-approved buyers lock in today's rate while they search for their perfect home. If you're ready to buy or refinance, visit georgeadair.com or call me at 583-8100. Again, go to georgeadair.com or call 583-8100 to begin a great lending experience.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and George Adair, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
So if you've been feeling Southern food deprived for the past 18 months, that's about to come to an end on March 7th as Sweet Tea's has rebuilt and reopened in Windsor, Sweet Tea's restaurant and bar formerly of Santa Rosa, California.
That's Can you give day. Us the exact address there and phone number?
Yes, I'll try. It's 9098 Brooks Road South in Windsor, and the phone number is 687-5185.
It's easy to find. Just get off the central Windsor entrance and go left at Brooks Road, basically, and into the Lakewood Shopping Center.
Right.
And the big Sweet Tea sign. You can't miss it as you drive past. Okay. So easy to find.
Okay. So let me ask a really dumb question. Do you serve sweet tea?
Oh, I couldn't.
Actually, it's a really good question.
My wife has been, we got a new style tea maker, and one of the big events in the last few days has been getting that sweet tea right.
Yeah.
Well, she's a Southerner.
She knows what sweet tea is supposed to taste like.
And really, like, it tastes fine to everybody else, but no, this is not quite right.
Yeah.
So, good. So you can get a really authentic, because I won't belabor the point, but trying to get a really great authentic cold glass, it's almost impossible now because everyone serves you hibiscus or peach or one of these bottled abominations, and just a good brewed glass of sweet tea is not easy to find around the county. So thank you, and thank Ann for sticking to her guns about when it's right, it's right, and not beforehand.
Exactly.
Well, best of luck. I know you're not going to need luck, because thousands of devotees over the many years are going to make this new iteration of Sweet Tea is another wonderful success.
Thank you so much.
So congratulations to you and the family. And also the list of all the people that helped make this possible. You thank all of them from every walk of life that, that helped you rebuild this restaurant.
Well, it was very important to us. These people became part of the family, and we were with them, you know, every day that they were there, and just the spectacular amount of work that they did and beautiful workmanship, and it's just really amazing.
Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
John Ash, we'll see you next week in the KSRO kitchen.
You will.
Coming up next, following the news, at the table with Clark Wolf. It's High Noon at KSRO Santa Rosa.